had this. Welcome to Spotlight Radio, reveling in the arts and entertainment. So glad you're with us on this, oh my goodness, hot, humid summer afternoon. No, actually, it's March.
It's March.
It's March. It feels like summer. Oh, it's amazing. We just got to enjoy it. We only have a few more hours left of this, and then it'll get regular. But anyway, I'm so glad you're with us this Thursday. My mission is to get you up and out and doing something wonderful here in Connecticut, and I always have great, wonderful ideas. And we'll actually, great idea for next week. And I'm delighted to have my guests, some members of the Dance and Light Dance Company. Welcome. I have Lorelei Chang, the artistic director. Her sister, Mai Nakanishi, who is here from Japan.
Yes.
So cool. This is it. I think she wins furthest travel guest since I've been doing the show. I don't think I've had anyone from as far away as that. And of course, Michael McDermott, who you all know as an actor and a singer, but now he's also here as the narrator for the show that's coming up.
Yes.
And big supporter and,
hello,
and
everyone.
Previous board member. So we're going to be talking dance, which is so exciting. And this is incredibly interesting dance, a twist that you've never known, but I'm going to keep you in suspense while I talk a little bit about what's happening this weekend otherwise. Some really cool things. I'm not going to get to see this, and I'm so sorry, because there's a show at the Playhouse on Park called Boomer Girl.
Boomer Girl?
Boomer Girl. It takes a fresh, funny, and sometimes poignant look at one woman working out the math when the digits involved are 5 and 0. I have no idea what she's talking about. Conceived and written and performed by Jan Neuberger with music by Ben Cohn, the show has delighted audiences in New York City cabarets Don't Tell Mama and Mama Rose and at Connecticut's Ivington Playhouse.
Oh, okay.
So she's been, and it's just this weekend, but it sounds like so much fun. So gather your girlfriends of a certain age and go and enjoy Boomer Girl at Playhouse on Park.
Boomer Girl.
Boomer Girl. Theater Works in Hartford is opening with Red, and this is a play about art, specifically Rothko. Expressionist Mark Rothko has just landed the biggest commission in the history of modern art, murals for the Four Seasons restaurant. But amazingly, he faces the possibility that his crowning achievement could become his undoing. Mm. So this is about art, and I think it's about psychology, and it's about elitist. I have no idea, but it sounds really cool. Exactly. And I'll probably be seeing this next weekend, so I'll be able to talk to you about it. It runs through May 13th, so there's time for me to see it and talk to you. It was winner of the Tony Award for the best play, so that should be kind of cool. If you missed all the St. Patrick's Day celebrations, we do have at First Church of Christ in Hartford an evening of Celtic songs, stories, and more with the Jolly Beggars.
Grand.
I haven't heard of the Jolly
Beggars. I haven't either, but
no,
they sound
but
grand.
I think Saturday at 7 o'clock, and just since we're on a St. Patrick's note, there are three cities that are also holding their parades this weekend versus last weekend or the weekend before, in the
right.
case. In Mystic on Saturday at 1 o'clock, in Danbury on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and in Greenwich on Saturday at Wells 2 o'clock. And in Danbury, if you don't feel like going to a parade but you're there, you could drop by the Danbury Museum and Historic Society, because someone I know is going to be performing her one-woman show on Connecticut witchcraft there.
Yay.
And it's free, so.
That's the best part.
That is the best part, right, Laura?
There was my little plug. It's, you know. Unabashed self-promotion.
Shameless.
We also have going on, this is very cool, a new exhibit opening at Wadsworth Athenaeum, Andrew Wyeth.
Oh,
and so that
wow.
is opening the 24th, so tomorrow, and is running through July 22nd. And this is a special exhibition, Looking Beyond is what it's called. And mm-hmm. I don't know a whole lot about that. We might have to get them in here to talk about it, because I'm a huge fan of Andrew Wyeth. Mm-hmm. I think it should be very interesting. So they'll be doing special tours every Saturday and Sunday, mm-hmm. but that opens this weekend. Always Patsy Cline at Ivington Playhouse. We had them on last week. Delightful. That's running through April 1st. A new show is opening up. Very interesting. Up in Granby. I don't usually cover things sort of in that far of part of the, I think it's still the Farmina Valley, but this is a show, Abracadabra. And those of you who are, you know, kind of thinking about Easter, and I know the man that wrote this, Denny Moon, who was actually an associate pastor at my church eons ago. Mm-hmm. And he always knew he's a good pastor, but he loves music. And he's written this show. It's an original two-act musical, modern retelling of the story of the prodigal son. Mm-hmm. So you can log on to Good companytheaterct.org in order to get more information. They've got a number opening this weekend and running through April 7th, a number of different performances in different times, but I think it should be very cool. I'm going to zip up there and hope to see that, because I think he's great and it sounds really interesting. Hateful Things, an exhibit from the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia at Ferris State University, is opening at the Mark Twain House and Museum. And as you know, they've already been working a lot. This has been the season where they're really looking at Sam Clemens and his ideas about abolitionism and,
sure.
and racism and his youth growing up with slavery. This is unflinching look at the Jim Crow era through racist artifacts and objects. It is an exhibit, a companion piece to A Sound Heart and Deformed Conscience, which is already open there, and it is warning, they are warning that the exhibits contain inflammatory and upsetting imagery because this was an ugly, ugly time in our history. So bring your kids if they can handle it. I think it's an important thing that, that is addressed. And actually, we'll be having Jacques Lamar on next week from the Mark Twain House, so we'll be learning more about
That'll
plus
fun.
All of his incredible theatrical things. Actually, TheaterWorks is doing a show he adapted, so that'll be great too. All right, so enough about all of that. We are going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be all about dance and light. So don't go far. You're listening to Spotlight on WLIS and WMRD.
The Iverton Playhouse kicks off the 2012 season with Always Patsy Cline. It's based on a true story about Cline's friendship with a fan who befriended the star in a Texas honky-tonk in 1961. The show is complete with down-home country humor, true emotion, and even some audience participation, and includes many of Patsy's unforgettable hits such as Crazy, I Fall to Pieces, and Sweet Dreams. Always Patsy Cline at the Iverton Playhouse through April 1st. Call 860-767-7318 or purchase online at ivertonplayhouse.org.
Did you know there's a big, big, big boat show in Portland, Connecticut? The Petzl Marine Center is having an open house on March 24th and 25th, a Saturday and a Sunday. The 2012 Open House and Boat Show. Over 80 new and pre-owned boats to view at New England's largest powerboat dealer. Saturday, March 24th from 9 to 4, and Sunday, March 25th from 10 to 4. Petzl's on 37 Indian Hill Avenue, Portland, annual marine and boat show. Vendors, door prizes, refreshments, a great marine store. Rain or shine, come buy a boat or a can of paint. A great spring event, Petzl's, March 24th and 5th. Come on, buy a boat. The 2012 Open House and Boat Show. Over 80 new and pre-owned boats to view at New England's largest powerboat dealer, Petzl's Marine Center.
Rolling on the river.
Place to see the official Blues Brothers review is at the Palace Theater in Waterbury on Saturday, March 24th, 8 p.m. The official Blues Brothers review is a live concert show that combines the comedy and hit songs from the original 1980 hit film. The official Blues Brothers review at the Palace Theater in Waterbury. Sponsored by Naugatuck Savings Bank. Purchase tickets at palacetheaterct.org.
Draw one, two, three, four glasses of beer.
Welcome back to Spotlight Radio, reveling in the arts and entertainment. We're going to be reveling in dance and the art of Chinese calligraphy. Yes. So, you know, put that on your hat and figure it out. But I'm delighted to welcome from Dance and Light, Lorelei Chang and her sister, Mai Nakanishi. And Mai's just here from Tokyo. Still any jet lag? She looks beautiful, but I think she's... And Michael McDermott, who is here also, will be narrating the show that is coming up. So first of all, Lorelei, tell us about Dance and Light and this whole theme, dance and calligraphy and all of that stuff.
Okay, so first of all, I want to thank you, Michael, for making the connection with Jenny.
Absolutely.
It's so good to see you. It's so
nice
meeting you today.
Nice to meet. We're just a bunch of yentas.
Everything works out perfectly, and with my sister only come here once a year. I'm just so glad that she's here with us today.
That's great.
For dance and calligraphy, we actually have been studying calligraphy since we were 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And ever since we were young, and we always wanted to do a concert about the dance and calligraphy, but we never got that come true until a few years ago, like about 2008, when Mike on Skype talking to me, you know what, next year is our big birthday, you want to do something unforgettable? I said, what? She goes, what about we're doing concert together? We can't do the dance and calligraphy. I said, how? I mean, you live in Tokyo. How could possibly you make this come true? She goes, well, I'm sure we can do it. So with her encouragement, we actually did make that show come true in 2009. Mm-hmm. And that's when Dance and Light also established. So when we had a show and the Charter Culture Center asked me, so what's the name of your company? I said, really, do I have to have a name? Can I just call No Name Company?
I think that's taken.
Yeah. Right. And I said, and after thinking, I said, I really think dance for me or for us is not just a physical level of enjoyment. It's really an enlightenment for us. So I said, but Dance and Light is too long. So just do Dance dance and light means too long. Just do dance and light. And then I choose to lowercase, even notice that.
Yes.
It's sort of a represent my broken English. Because I always misspelling the word. And the dance and light is not like a really correct term. So it's perfect. That's to represent myself.
Yeah.
Perfectly. And also like the part has a light in it, because and has a lightfulness. I always think work has to be fun, mm-hmm. you know, right. have to have that cheerful lightfulness.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I continue pursuing that. Sometimes I get so stressed out and say, come on, you know, just
lighten up.
But, yeah, exactly. So, and the calligraphy is a part of our culture. Like Chinese calligraphy has so much wisdom, and it has lost such a common thread with the dance. Mm. So, the more I study, the more I feel there's so much relationship that link these two arts together.
Yeah.
So that's. You know, that's also set as different from other companies.
Absolutely. I think spelling is good because we're going to talk a lot about your website. So people need to understand it's dancenlight.org is this website. Mm-hmm. And if you do log on there and you go to the videos, you'll get a good idea of what you're talking about. Yes. Because as we were saying earlier, it's kind of hard to envision how these two go together, but when you see the video and what you all have done with the backgrounds, the backdrops, your props, your dance props, is that what you call what scarves and strings and all of that would
water
be?
Sleeves, water sleeves, Chinese culture.
Uh-huh.
Well, it makes so much sense. Because, I mean, I've seen Lorelai and Mai perform many times, and the first time I ever came, I had the same reaction. I go, calligraphy and dance. I thought, okay, this will be interesting. But once I saw how these dance pieces are, in my opinion, born out of, many times Lorelai will start painting on a mural that's usually center stage, and from this Chinese calligraphy symbol or word that you write is born this dance, and then you kind of see this amazing connection from these beautiful lines into creating beautiful lines with the body. So it's amazing to see.
Is. And it shows how much you do appreciate the connection, because it works. Even somebody with no dance or calligraphy background like me,
right,
I see that, which is wonderful. So you have, you sold out your first show, I understand, at Charter Oak Cultural Center.
We had two full houses.
That's
actually
great.
For the past few years, you know, we have been having a lot of audience, which we really appreciate.
That's wonderful.
With this year, the company just became a nonprofit last March. I have a wonderful board members supporting us to helping me shaping the company. We're under leadership of our president and Dr. Schuster, and who's very enthusiastic about the company. He's my private calligraphy student with his wife,
Carrie
Schuster.
So how nice.
I teach them. They're both wonderful. My husband is very impressed with their work. He said, oh my gosh, I can't even write this well.
What a cool thing to study. I might have to take that on a little bit.
So they work very hard to pull helping company to establish on the business side of it, because I have no business sense.
Well, you need that. Art is a business, sadly, and it's nice to be able to bring that all together. So tell us about the way. This is the world premiere, and this is I know you called this a concert. It's
it's a dance
performance.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it? What's the way?
I have always very interested in the Taoist, and you know, I'm not a Taoist. I'm not a Buddhist. But very open to this religion's their wisdom, the way. But when I meet my friend, Helen Grislack, she's a tea master, and she's thinking about collaborating with me last year to do some small scale performance. And she said, I want to show you what the tea ceremony looked like. So she invited me to her house. She performed the whole entire tea ceremony, 40 minutes, for me. I was just sitting there hearing her saying the words and showing me how they handle the tea. I was so inspired. I said, this is beautiful. You know, it's from my culture, but I don't really, ironically, I never really grew up as a tea drinker. Mm-hmm. But my husband is more than tea than drinker than I do. So, but I just found the beauty of it. I was very touched and very inspired. I said, you know, this is a sign. This is my next concert. And to link that, tea drinking is heavy, you know, involved in Chinese culture, but Chinese culture involved many other arts, like Chinese calligraphy and martial arts, Tai Chi, and they're so somehow connect with each other.
Yeah.
So that's why I was debating, should I call The Way of Tea for the concert or The Way? It's really The Way, because The Way involves so many different arts, and they're all connected.
Right.
So in this concert, we'll have, even though it's a tea ceremony inspired, but there's also Chinese calligraphy and their martial arts.
Wow.
And also, we just recently creating the sword dance, very excited with Mai. So we're both going to do a sword duet. So we're very excited to share this with everyone.
And it's amazing to see, because I went and saw Haiyan. Haiyan is also native Chinese, originally from China, lives in the United States now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, exactly.
And as Lorelai has said with The Way, it is about the self-realization, that it isn't just, for most Americans, we think we sit down and just drink a cup of tea because we're thirsty and we want some green tea or English tea.
Right, or yeah.
No, it's more than that. That there, as Lorelai said, a 40-minute ceremony.
A ritual.
Through that process, as you've said, it becomes self-realization. You learn about yourself through.
I have no idea.
I also was very fortunate to take, I have a bunch of elderly students who wanted to explore this well. So I took them to Green Tea House, who are also will be participating in our concert.
Okay.
They'll be selling the tea and do a tea tasting.
Great.
Owner. So she was telling me, just close your eyes. When you sip the tea, close your eyes and feel it. All these years, I've been drinking so much, many different kinds of tea. I've never closed my eyes. I feel like the sensation I feel when my eyes was closed was so beautiful.
Right.
You know, I said, you know, it just, you put a whole, your entire being to that sip of tea. You feel so much more sensation. I said, this is a wonderful way of drinking tea. You hold your whole entire being into that.
That's a wonderful way of doing everything, but somehow tea gives you that moment.
We're talking about every arts are related. When you do calligraphy, your whole entire being, they use this in a hospital to help patients to reduce blood pressure.
Really?
They use as a medical alternative medicine. And also doing martial arts require your whole entire being in that present time.
To be present.
Dancing as well.
That's right.
Acting almost,
everything is connected and uses similar principles.
So when people come to this concert, they're not just going to see a dance performance, they're going to actually get a lovely lesson in some culture,
Chinese
Asian culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they will get the chance to see a lot of different tea products. We have tea tasting every evening by Lotus Tea Leaf and also a Green Tea House.
How lovely.
And I'm just very pleasant, very blessed that we brought everyone together to share this wonderful culture.
It's not just about regular events.
Everyone's going to walk away, whether it's those that come to enjoy the dance, they're going to walk away with the appreciation of the Chinese calligraphy. They're going to walk away if someone just loves Chinese culture and now is learning a new aspect about the Chinese culture through the tea, through the sword dance that Mai and one of the dances that Mai and Lorelai will be doing. So everyone will really walk away with so many different aspects. It's not just about dance. It's an amazing creation.
That's wonderful. That's one thing. The company, when I accepted the company, I said this is not just a dance company. It's a company that bridges Western and Eastern culture. That's one of our mission, and that's why I also perform in Tokyo. We share this. I invite Mai to come over here, and we'll also bring a Japanese artist or Chinese artist their artwork. We cannot afford them the physical body to
right
here,
right,
but we always bring their work. So in the concert, we're also going to sell some of the artwork that are created by Japanese and the books that. So they get to see a lot of different things.
Oh, that's the two of you are just connecting the world. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So now everybody out there wants to know, when is it, why, what time, and how can I get tickets, because they are going to want to come. So this, your show opens next Thursday.
Yes, that's correct.
March 29th, and runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 at the Charter Oak Cultural Center.
Yes.
In Hartford, right?
In Hartford. Great space. Again, if you watch the videos, I know you've performed there before, and it's a terrific space for anything
really
like this. Tickets, you can get through Charter Oak?
Is that okay? CharterOakCenter.org.
Right, CharterOakCenter.org. theater.org for tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the end? But of course, they'll be at the door as well if it's not sold out. Right. So I wouldn't assume that you can get them at the door. I would plan to go. So it says 7:30. Is it all of the tea tasting? Is that beforehand? Is that during an intermission or
good
afterwards?
Question. Normally, people who will open the door around 7:10-ish, mm-hmm. so people can come in and we have exhibition. And okay. all the theater, the entire theater is decorated by mine and I. So we did calligraphy so they can see the calligraphy. And the tea, Green Tea House, will be selling their products.
Okay.
And we have a tea tasting right there, well, before and after. Mm-hmm. In the lower gallery area, we also have a tea tasting provided by Helen Grislack.
Okay. Great. Yes.
And upstairs by Green Tea House. And they get to shop a little bit as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And you're even going to come and actually hear a native fantastic live instrument,
the Guzheng player.
The Guzheng.
We have a two musician, live musician uh-huh. on the show, Joseph Gitter.
Yes.
We're going to play a very contemporary flute. And then, I don't know, he has million instruments. I can name them.
Uh-huh.
And the Guzheng will be played by Helen Grislack.
Okay.
She's also tea master. And so throughout the concert, you'll hear this authentic Chinese music.
Yes, it's beautiful.
And yes.
Oh.
And you know, I just want to say that, you know, the American Dance Company members that are under Lorelei's direction and Mai's direction are wonderful. They're
yes.
really, really wonderful. But Lorelei and Mai are truly just world-class performers. And you guys are going to take away so much just from watching both of them.
Mm.
I know, yeah, I mean, both of them are, you know, internationally recognized calligraphy artists as well as professional dancers. I know, Mai, that, you know, you not only a choreographer, but a ballroom dancer instructor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So many things. The same with Lorelei. Just they're multi-talented artists. And they
thank
are
you,
the
Michael.
Heart of Dance and Light.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
One of the sections that Mai actually choreographed, it's called the Tea for Two Cha Cha.
Yes.
So we try to involve
it's
so ballroom
much fun.
Dance. Yes.
Oh,
so
I love it.
You see,
it's so much
you
fun.
See, it's all kinds of, you know, when you do modern dance, it's not certain type of dance. It's all whatever the choreographer's experience.
Right.
You know, it's all
right.
in
yeah.
that. In,
sure.
In the, in,
and
yeah.
Mai is actually the co-director in Tokyo, Japan for Dance and Light, correct,
Laura? Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you know, they were really, this company branches between the United
yeah.
States all the way across to
yeah.
Tokyo, Japan, where,
as a matter of fact, she's working on the production in August.
Right.
So the whole production, she's running there. She has a group of artists, different type of artists involved in this
right.
concert. She's also a regular guest for this formal First Lady of Indonesia.
Oh.
Sugarno? I'm sorry, I couldn't pronounce her name. But anyway,
yeah.
she's very active,
yes.
independent artist, besides teaching and professionally in ballroom dance.
Oh,
right.
yeah. wow. Well, I, you know, as I said, I spent a lot of time on your website, and one of the images that I just really remember, and was probably one of you, mm-hmm. you had a screen,
uh-huh.
and there was calligraphy off stage left,
uh-huh.
and you were behind the screen and looked like a bird. Your arms
the crane.
Yes,
were fluttering.
The crane.
We're
a crane.
It
the
was
crane is what the piece is called. Stunning.
To be absolutely stunned by something on a little screen on your computer, that you know, it was fabulous.
Jenny, I have to tell you the story. I always want to make a bird dance because we were born the year of rooster.
Okay.
When my mom was pregnant with the twins, she didn't know it was twins, but she had a dream that she went to a desert and there are two birds on the tree. She goes,
no
oh,
kidding.
How beautiful. Mm, she goes, let me see if I can catch them. So she caught one, she caught two. She goes, oh, maybe I'm having twins. And then, yeah, so we both. I always
amazing.
Wanted to creating a dance that so that
yeah.
dance was dedicated to my mom.
Oh, it was well. It what I saw it was beyond. I was like, how do arms and hands get, how can they possibly be that graceful? It was absolutely beautiful.
Thank
We're
you.
Gonna go to another quick break because we have to. I could talk to you guys for hours and hours, but we'll be back after that for with Dance and Light. So don't go far. You're listening to Spotlight on WLAS and WMRD.
Yes, it's a whole new season at The Kate, the Shoreline's hottest entertainment venue right in downtown Old Saybrook. The Katharine Hepburn Theater brings great musical acts from classical to jazz to folk and rock. And believe me, you're gonna love it. Grab some laughs with your friends in the Comedy Zone just when you need it most. The upcoming schedule is all on the website at thekate.org. There's always plenty of free parking and plenty of friends to share the good times with, too. The Kate, the Shoreline's premier entertainment theater in Old Saybrook. The complex also offers the Katharine Hepburn Museum and great tours of the theater facility. When it comes to special days for those you love, remember, great theater makes great gifts. The Kate box office can be reached at 877-503-1286. That's 877-503-1286. The Kate, special times for you and your family from season to season all year long.
On Saturday, April 21st, from 2 to 5 p.m., it's the first ever Jazzin' with the Stars concert. Uniting one of the best-known jazz bands in New England, the Heartbeat Dixieland Jazz Band, with special guest stars, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame artist Ronnie Spector, 50s and 60s hitmaker Jimmy Rogers, rock and roll pioneer and founding member of Bill Haley and the Comets, Marshall Little, and Canadian vocalist Michelle Birding. Internet radio host Jimmy J is the MC, and local band Triple Play backs up the guest stars. Held at the First Church of Christ, 190 Court Street in Middletown, the performance benefits the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp, founded by the late Paul Newman, and Channel 3 Kids Camp, sponsored by WFSB-TV. For ticket information, call 860-227-2274. Or online at heartbeatjazzband.net.
Welcome back to Spotlight Radio, reveling in the arts and entertainment. We are having a great time chatting here with Lorelei Chang, Mai Nakanishi, and Michael McDermott of Dance and Light. And fabulous concert performance, tea ceremony, something for everyone next weekend at the Charter Oak Cultural Center. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. Log on to charteroakcenter.org for tickets. But other things, your dance company is very busy. So tell us, Michael, you're going to tell us some other things that are going on with them.
Dance and Light has coming up on April 29th is a company audition, and that's going to be at Connecticut Concert Ballet. And again, that's on April 29th at 12:30 p.m. at Connecticut Concert Ballet. They also have on the same day, April 29th, the Summer Intensive Audition at 10 a.m. That will also be held at the Connecticut Concert Ballet.
And Summer Intensive is the summer classes that you do.
Those for teenagers.
Okay. On the April 29th date. Mm-hmm. And then on they'll have the fourth, Dance and Light's a fourth summer intensive at also Connecticut Concert Ballet. And that runs from June 25th until July 7th.
That's correct.
And Connecticut Concert Ballet, just for those, I'm sure they're known.
Yes.
But for anybody down on the shoreline, they are not. Where is it located again?
It's located 280 Garden Grove Road in Manchester.
Right.
In fact, Connecticut Concert Ballet has been a huge supporter for the company.
Yes.
We have been using their space for rehearsal, and as well as Trinity College. So without rehearsing space, you would never able to see
our come together, right?
Performance, yes. Another venue that we would like to thank is the Charter Oak Cultural Center. They have been like our mother. We were born there, so we're still using that for space. And Donna Berman, who's the executive director,
she is a big supporter.
She
is fabulous.
Thank Donna so much for all your support, and all your crews are wonderful. And I also would like to thank my board members. They have been doing a fantastic job building the company, shaping the company.
They really are wonderful.
And of course, last and not least, my dear dancers and all the guests. And of course, I always forgot to thank my husband, who is cooking for me beautiful meal every day and feeding all of us. And my daughter, my family. I love all of you. And thank you so much for making this possible.
You need support, don't you?
Oh, my goodness.
To follow your dream and do this,
you can never have enough support.
Right. And Dance and Light is really, just really great things coming from them. So look out, because they're going to be doing really big things.
For more information, you can check danceandlight.org.
Yes.
They have all the information there. We hope to see all of you here, there.
Yes, at Charter Oak and Harper.
Having a cup of tea with us. Oh, it would be so much fun.
Lovely. Yeah, and if you have young dancers in your family, check out the Summer Intensive, because once you see what Dance and Light does, you're going to want your kids to be part of it.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited to come and see your show. I just think it sounds terrific.
Uh-huh.
So I know you don't say break a leg, you say marriage.
So. Yes, that is correct, right? In the dance world.
In the dance world, exactly. But I know it'll be lovely.
I'm really excited to join the Dancing Light company show. Yeah, that is most of my happiness in the year.
Oh, that's wonderful. That was wonderful. Well, we're delighted you came all the way from Tokyo just to be on my show and to do a little dance with your sister.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, all of you, get out there. Do something great here this weekend in Connecticut. If it's free, find the basket. Put some money in it because the arts need your support, whether they're nonprofit like Dance and Light or not. There we go. And we'll be back with you next week. Enjoy.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
We've got personality.